listening to Coffee with Kathy. Hi, I'm Kathy Kuzel, your connection to all things small biz, and welcome to this episode of Coffee with Kathy, your small biz resource to help you stand up and stand out in your business. Today, we're going to talk about effective phone communication or connections. An extension to good customer service is the effective, with emphasis on the word effective, use of the telephone. In sales, one of the most important tools that we have is the phone. And in this day and age of email, texting, and other electronic means of communication, it's a tool that many business entrepreneurs overlook. And every time you make a customer service call, you can, if you're effective, you can set yourself up for more sales and future business. So I'm going to share with you some tips and techniques on making a great phone connection when you're calling your clients. So first off, smile. Oh, a smile can be heard in your voice. Smiling, it increases your confidence. It makes you feel successful, which in turn is transmitted over the phone to your client. In my office, if you know, if you're a little birdie, if this was video, you would see I actually have a mirror on my wall. And when I have to make those kind of presentations or if I'm on the phone, it gives me that opportunity to take a look and to see what are my facial expressions, you know, am I frowning? That comes across on the phone. So you really want to be smile. Yeah, it's not overrated. It's definitely makes a difference. Speak clearly. Some people have a tendency to speak quickly. Oh, mea culpa, that's me. Which can result in, I have to repeat myself. They go, what was that? Kat, can you say that again? When the person on the other end of the call can't understand you, it's not a good thing. So enunciate your words. It will slow down the pace of the conversation so that you're heard correctly the first time. Be concise. If you can say it in 5 words instead of 10, do it. Oh gosh, do it. Long drawn out conversations, you end up losing the purpose of your call. And in turn, that'll cost you time and business. Like, get to the point. Why are you calling? Hi, this is Kathy, your connection to all things small biz. How are you doing, Mayor? The reason I'm calling is blah, blah, blah. Like, get to the point. And if you're a woman listening to this, I know we always go, oh, so how are you? And how are the guys communicate differently. And it's like, yep, this is business. Can you do this? What time? It's very interesting. And that's a whole nother Coffee with Kathy. We'll talk about communication techniques for men and women. But this one, be concise. 5 words instead of 10, right? So have enthusiasm. Now, I'm not saying bounce off the wall. You don't have to be manic or anything, but your enthusiasm for what you have to offer to your client or your prospective client should shine through your voice. The tone of your voice is going to tell your customer they will want to hear what you have to say because, oh gosh, Cass sounds really excited. I wonder what it is that she has to tell me. You can hear it. It's not like, hi, this is Cass. Blah, blah, blah. And I've got, and our latest is coming. It's like, next. So yeah, so have some enthusiasm. Talk in positives. When someone says thank you, what do you say? Like, really, what do you say? Think about that. Say, you're welcome. What do I hear? Oh, it was nothing or no problem. What do you mean no problem? So you mean it was a problem before? I hear this from women. Oh, this old thing. Oh, I got this last year. Or, oh, this is so old. Like, say you're welcome. It's a compliment. So talk in positives. Prepare. Make your list. Check it twice. Don't wing it. We heard that. That's in another episode of Coffee with Kathy. So check that one out. Consider writing either a script or in point form what it is you want to say. And then edit it until it's clear, concise, and you're comfortable with it. So have material, your information, have it all in hand so that you're not fumbling about while you're on the phone. It's the worst thing to say, oh, I've got this great to say. Oh, hang on a sec. I haven't found. And lastly, end your conversation or your phone call gracefully. Always thank your clients for their time. When the answer is no to what you are offering, acknowledge their current status. So, i.e. they're busy, it's not in the budget, they don't want or need your service right now. So have an exit statement or conversation, a closing that you can use. For example, Sarah, thanks so much for making time to speak with me today. From our conversation, I understand that your budget that would include my training programs is complete for this year. May I call you in the fall for next year? Wonderful. I look forward to speaking with you then. And the final word, speaking from experience, when you are a busy professional, follow-up is integral to getting that sale. Always ask for a follow-up date and time, and then follow up. Well, that wraps up this episode of Coffee with Kathy. Thanks for joining me. If you like what you've heard, like our page on Facebook, share it on LinkedIn, Twitter, or your favorite social media outlet. And if you haven't already, come on over to KathyCuzel.com and sign up for your shot of daily espressos. I'm Kathy Cuzel, your connection to all things small biz. And until next time, stay connected.